USA News, I'm Richard Johnson. Air Force One is wheels up from Delaware, headed to Northern California, where President Biden will unveil a new climate initiative.
What has brought him out to California most often during the last 2.5 years since he's been in office have been climate-related disasters. He's come to look at the impacts of severe flooding or wildfires. And so on this visit, the president's coming to draw attention to the ways in which, because of legislation he's seen through Congress and signed into law, they can make investments to try to prevent these kind of climate-related disasters in the future.
NBC correspondent Mike Memoli in Palo Alto says the president will also attend his first public campaign event. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken's heading back to the USA from China, where he tried to reassure President Xi Jinping.
We are not about decoupling. We're about de-risking and diversifying.
Blinken told reporters after his meeting with Xi, it's in our interest to see a strong Chinese economy, but
it's not in our interest to provide technology to China that could be used against us.
Blinken also said he could not convince Xi to restart direct communications between the U.S. and Chinese militaries. The Coast Guard is searching for a tiny submarine that takes tourists to the floor of the North Atlantic to view the wreckage of the Titanic. The submarine holds 5 people, including 3 who pay up to $250,000 each for the 8-day excursion to the Titanic, which includes the 8-hour sub journey. The tours are run by a U.S.-based company called Ocean Gate Expeditions. Nevada's Republican governor has signed a bill requiring health insurance companies to provide gender-affirming care for transgender people. As millions of us are once again in the path of dangerous storms today, we're learning of another tornado-caused death. This happened late last night in a small town southeast of Jackson, Mississippi. And heat advisories and heat emergencies are in effect for more than 30 million of us today, mostly in the south from Texas to Florida. This is USA News.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Healthy mouth.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield.
The hunt is on in Kansas for whomever sent letters containing a white powder to about 100 state officials, all of them Republicans. There are also very cryptic notes in those letters with a vague threat. Nobody's been hurt, and authorities are still trying to figure out what the powder is. They do know it's not explosive and not a biohazard. In New Hampshire, 3 men are facing federal charges for allegedly vandalizing homes connected to 2 journalists.
The suspects are accused of using bricks and large rocks to damage the homes and also spray-painting threatening language in 5 different incidents last year. They're charged with conspiring to commit stalking through interstate travel, which holds a sentence of up to 5 years in prison. One of the 3 men remains at large. It came after one of the journalists published an article in March of last year with allegations of sexual and other misconduct by a former business person in the state, although that businessman has not been charged. Investigators believe the suspects conspired to retaliate for the article with one person who is described as a personal associate of the business person. I'm Michael Kastner.
The fight is on to grab some of the U.S. Postal Service's new trucks, the first ones to ever have air conditioning.
8 hours a day or longer every day. It has to be very hard, so I think it's only the right thing to do.
Texas Congressman Henry Cuellar wants a lot of those new trucks to go to post offices in Texas. Postal Service is replacing a lot of the new trucks that have been on the road since the 1980s. Some of them will also be all electric. Rich Johnson, USA News.
O'Reilly. Stay cool this summer with AC Pro and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get a $15 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after rebate plus 2x O Rewards points with the purchase of select AC Pro ready-to-use refrigerant products that include a hose and gauge. If your vehicle's AC is blowing hot air, beat the heat with AC Pro at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.